Welcome back, contractors, to the American Contractor Show Live. I'm your host, John Dye, and this show is all about you and giving you the tools and the resources that are going to equip you, motivate you, and empower you to be the best contractor that you can be. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being a part of this show and for supporting it the way that you guys have over the years. Thank you guys. It's all about you. And we want to keep giving you guys the best contact, the best information, and the best things to make your business the best that it can be. And so appreciate you guys. And today we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. I've got some great news stories coming up, some things that are going to be a little bit controversial maybe. So you want to stay tuned for that. I might hit on something that you guys may have been paying attention to, maybe not, but there's some developments on some things that have been going on for the last couple of years within the industry. There's also going to be some cool videos I'm going to share with you guys. And then we're also going to share, the news and everything else and keep you guys informed into what is going on in the contracting world. So thank you so much for tuning in. And before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors. If you guys don't know who these people are, you need to check them out. Infinity Home Services. Come on, guys. Infinity's awesome. They are doing some cool stuff. Their entire mission is to rid the world of unscrupulous contractors. They're doing that one contractor at a time. And what they're doing is they are partnering with amazing contractors to make their business better, injecting some cash and making them all that they can be, basically reaching their full potential. So imagine what your business could do with a large influx of cash, an investment in your business. That's what Infinity is all about. If you want to get a valuation of what your company is worth, check out the link in the comments. Also, huge shout out to JobNimbus. This is the top CRM for contractors. You guys need to check them out. They've got an amazing platform that is designed to make your business better, make it more organized, get everything into one place. It connects all your stuff within all the other apps. And best of all, they've got this cool thing they call the Peak Performance Report that you want to check out. This is information to help make your business better. It's an incredible opportunity for you to get the research that they've already done in a nice report that will tell you where you stand and give you some ideas as to what you can do better within your business. So it's completely free to get. There's a link in the comments for the Peak Performance Report. Make sure to go check that out. And then brand new sponsor this week, huge shout out. This thing is incredible. It's called Rilla. If you've never heard of Rilla, Rilla is this tool that allows you to ride along with your sales reps. It is basically a sales management tool that I've never seen anything quite like it. It is incredible. You got to check them out. It will help you manage your team, find out what they're doing good, what they're doing great, what they're not doing so good within their actual in-home presentations, and basically gives you the ride-along capabilities that every sales manager wishes that they had. So check out Rilla. We got a link for it as well. And then Hailtrace, of course. You cannot believe the amount of storms that are going on right now. This year has already been crazy. And if you want to know where the work is and where the hailstorms have hit, check out Hailtrace. They have the most accurate reports. They've got the best meteorologist team in the industry, and you guys want to talk to them and get set up with their service. It is by far the best tool in our industry to help you get to where you need to be. So, all right, moving forward, guys, thank you so much for watching. I got some news to share, and some of this stuff is probably shocking, maybe some of it not so much, but I got some stories, I've got some cool videos, and I want to start with this new story that came out of the Wall Street Journal. You guys know I love reading the Wall. The Wall, right? Is that what they're supposed to call it? I don't know. But anyways, I read the Wall Street Journal. And this article came out a couple days ago, and it was about solar. All right, we talked about solar a few weeks ago with Jay. Jay was on the show and talked a little bit about how his selling solar program works that actually gives the control back to the contractors. But this article, I believe, is just more proof that EPCs, the way that solar was being run, all the way that everyone got their hands in the pocket of solar, they've kind of driven the industry into oblivion, and they're getting a gut punch. They're shrinking. The industry is actually expected to shrink by 13% this year, okay? And there's an article in there. It's because the home solar boom gets a gut punch is the actual article title. And it talks about this guy, Tom O'Neill, in California, and he's in SoCal, and how he bought solar in 2019 because of the incentives and the environmental stuff and whatever else reason he did it. But, incentively, financially, it made sense. And now looking back, now that a lot of those solar incentives are going away, it's now becoming so expensive to have solar installed that it's not making sense. And at the end of the day, we all know, though, as an industry, what's really going on behind the scenes. These EPCs popped up. They all went through the red line model. Things started to go crazy, and solar became extremely expensive. And why was it expensive? There was no reason for it. Contractors weren't making that much more money doing solar. It was basically the EPCs and the finance companies that were making money. And now we're in a situation that we're in today where solar has shrunk. It's not that big of a deal. But if I wanted to buy solar, would I go through an EPC? Of course not. I'd go out and buy my own panels and hire labor and put them up, and I'd have solar, right? Which is what most contractors should do. And it's actually pretty affordable to do it that way. But the way that the industry is set up right now, it is going through a massive decline. I think we all saw this coming. I saw the writing on the wall a few years ago. I'm glad that guys like Jay exist that are helping contractors understand how to become their own solar provider and actually buy panels direct and from a distributor and hire labor and install the panels and do all the things that need to be done with solar that up until now have all been done through the EPC model. But essentially at the end of the year, with the market downturn, all the things that are going on, solar is extremely, it's gotten crazy. In fact, they talked about how compensation for solar has been cut 75% in California, which is crazy to think about because that was the reason why most people did it. There was a lot of regulatory changes that have happened as well. I feel like the government just said, hey, like you guys are milking this thing and we need to cut some of these incentives back because essentially all the incentives are going to pay for all the EPCs and all the glut that was within the industry. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff behind it. It's a pretty crazy thing. While I think I would buy solar for my own reasons, a lot of people were doing it for other stuff. So good article in the Wall Street Journal, something good to check out, as well as some good information if you are a contractor, especially if you are a solar contractor. So check it out. Cool stuff. All right. I got some videos real quick. Let's talk some videos here. So we've been cruising the internet, looking for cool social media stuff. I don't think I can say cruising the internet, but I could say cruising the social medias for construction-related cool videos. And I found this one tool, and I thought, this is cool, and I'm pretty sure this was at World of Concrete.
But have you seen a wheelbarrow with this type of handle? What is this?
Well, this is our Pivotal Easy Dump handle. It's a patented product. Came out several years ago. We're debuting it again at the World of Concrete. And it just makes it ergonomically correct to dump. One easy motion. You never lose control of the wheelbarrow so that you're not switching hand positions as you're at this position here normally. Yep. Normally you have to let go of the wheelbarrow, spin your hand all the way around, and finish the dump. And you lose control a lot of times, unfortunately.
And where can you get this?
This is available on pivotallmotiontools.com.
That's a really cool tool. I can remember several times that I've been working with the wheelbarrow and have had issues with it just because it's a pain, especially when I was really young, like when I was a kid using a wheelbarrow. I think that was when I probably used the wheelbarrow the most with my dad. My dad comes from a bricklayer family. So like we've definitely have our fair share of wheelbarrow use and mortar mixing and everything else. So I look at this tool and I'm like, why in the world did this not exist when I was a kid? Because that would have made it so much easier for me to use a wheelbarrow. And I know it looks silly. It's just a silly attachment. It almost feels like you can make this into an attachment actually that would attach right to the existing handles. That to me would be cool. But anyways, this is a cool little deal. I like that wheelbarrow design. I think it's something cool I found on the internet. I thought, hey, let's share that with our viewers and see what you guys think. But yeah, anyways, it was pretty cool. Pretty cool invention. It's that that video is from a Instagram account called genius.invention. Go check them out on Instagram. They got some cool inventions on there and some cool tools just like that one. But that one was pretty dope. And so I thought I'd share that with you guys. All right, I got another video here. This one is coming out of Philadelphia, okay? And I actually got a few. Let me just play them, and you guys, we'll give you guys the backstory here in a second. Go ahead and put those up. All right.
One foot in front of the touch the clouds. Touch the clouds.
No, stop.
Cloud touches.
Wait, wait.
Look straight. Stop looking down.
This is scary. It's wobbling, Mr. Junior.
It's fine. It had bands.
All right. So,
clouds.
No. Go ahead. This one's cool, too. Yeah, so these are dope videos, all right? This is a guy on the internet. His name is Mr. Jarrett. His IG account, he's got 38,000 followers on Instagram. IG account is at Mr. Jarrett underscore construction tech. All right, so story behind this is Mr. Jarrett is the first and only trades program in Philadelphia for middle school students. That's right. This is a trades program for middle school kids to get involved in the trades. Now, these are young kids. Obviously, they're learning how to use tools. They're hopefully, you know, using all the, they're learning the safety and how to, because at the end of the day, tools are not that complicated. It's cool to see kids learning how to use them and using them the right way and getting education on it. They're learning how to climb ladders, obviously, how to use the power tools, how to use different stuff and build whatever they want to build. I think it's freaking cool to have a trades program for middle school students now available in Philadelphia. So if you are a Philadelphia person or anywhere else, I think you guys should maybe share this with your local trades, your local schools. Be like, hey, why don't we have a middle school trades program when other schools can do it? Why can't we? I think it's a really cool thing. Obviously, they're young. They have to have a massive amount of supervision, I'm sure. And there's a lot of safety precautions around it. But to have a middle school program for the trades is awesome. And so I love these types of videos. I love these types of accounts. I love seeing that we have this now available. And it's freaking so cool to see that that's part of it. So shout out to Mr. Jarrett and his program. You guys are killing it. And hopefully you guys can help these kids learn about the trades, appreciate the trades, love them. And, you know, I will tell you, like, as a kid, like I started doing this when I was really young. In fact, one of the youngest photo pictures of myself that I have, I wish I could have shared it here, but I don't think I have it. I may have it somewhere. I know where it's at, actually, is of me like using a saw out on a deck that my dad was building. And I'm probably like 3 or 4 years old, but that was, you know, what I was raised around, and kids these days don't have those experiences. And to have that in a public school setting, an opportunity to learn stuff like that is really cool. So Mr. Jarrett, great job. Thanks for teaching the kids about the trades and American Contractor Show and the rest of the contractors here. I'm sure salute you for your contribution to our industry. So cool stuff. Hey, I'm going to take a quick commercial break and share some things with you guys real quick. You guys want to check out Infinity Home Services. Like I said earlier in the show, they are amazing. They are helping contractors. They're helping rid the world of unscrupulous contractors by providing some venture capital money, some private equity money into these contractors' business, and that's helping them grow and become even better than they've ever been. And I'm really excited to partner with them. Josh and his team, he's a real contractor. He wants to help you grow your business. If you are looking for a free evaluation of what your company is worth, there is a form. There's a link in the show notes for you to fill out. It will get you connected with a free evaluation and potentially with Infinity Home Services that would potentially come out and make an offer on buying your business. So something cool to check out, Infinity Home Services, one of the best teams in the world. They've grown to over $300 million in revenue. So they are killing it in the space. Their goal is to get, I'm sure, much, much higher than that. And they are doing a phenomenal job. Also, a huge shout out to our friends over at Rilla. I'm so excited to have Rilla as one of our main sponsors here at American Contractor Show. This tool is revolutionary in that it allows you to actually ride along with your sales reps on the in-home sales presentation. That's crazy. But in our industry, it's really hard to manage in-home sales, especially sales reps. This tool lets you do it. It is literally documenting the entire in-home sales presentation for you, giving you feedback, giving you through AI, it's transcribing the entire interaction and letting you know what was done well, what could maybe be worked on, and helping you become a better sales rep and helping sales managers manage their team more effectively to provide to produce better results. Check out Rilla, Rilla.com. It's an amazing piece of software that I encourage contractors to go check out today. So thank you, Rilla, for being a part of the show and for providing such a cool tool, and also IHS for that. All right, I've got a story here I want to share with you guys. And I know we were just talking about middle school students that were in the trades learning how to do things the right way. On the flip side of that, we also now have there was a Department of Labor press release that came out this last week. And from the U.S. Department of Labor, there is a massive penalty that was issued to a contractor out of Alabama. It was Apex. They were issued with a $117,000 penalty after a 15-year-old fell off of a roof on their first day on the job. Okay, first off, It's extremely, extremely illegal to have 15-year-olds actually working on job sites as employees or as subcontractors or of your subcontractor. But at the end of the day, this is a really, really sad situation and something that could have very well been avoided had there would been some measures put in place. But essentially, accidents happen. A 15-year-old went to work for first day ever on July 1st in 2019 in Coleman, Alabama, and he fell approximately 50 feet from the roof while he was working on, suffered multiple severe injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Really sad situation, something that no contractors ever want to be a part of. That's a phone call that I couldn't even imagine how a contractor could handle that call and what to do in that situation. But unfortunately, and it's tough, I get it. When you're managing labor crews and you're managing subcontractors, you know, you're kind of at the mercy of your crews as to what is going on. And sometimes there are things out of your control, but at the end of the day, Apex got the fine because they were the general contractor on the site. They were responsible for everything that happens on the site, who they hire. And one of their subcontractors, I'm assuming, it was responsible for this situation. At the end of the day, though, they were fined for the $117,000. They found that Apex Roofing had illegally employed the teenager in violation of the Fair Labor Standards Act, which prohibits workers under 18 from engaging in dangerous work such as roofing. The penalty was $117,000. And it's basically, you know, the Jessica Lumen, who's the wage and hour administrator for that area, she criticized Apex Roofing for risking the life of a child by employing him in a hazardous job and emphasize the division's commitment to combat illegal child labor and hold violators accountable. So in broader context, in 2023, over 950 child labor violations were identified across various investigations, resulting in over $8 million in penalties assessed against employers, which is insane to think that there's that many child labor violations. And I'm just going to tell contractors, clean your house, make sure that you guys have measures put in place to effectively find these situations out and hopefully try to weed them out. But I understand, like, these things are going to happen, especially like with the labor force, the way that it's set up and the crews and everything else, things could slip through the cracks, but it's still the responsibility of the contractor to keep an eye on your crews, keep an eye on your work sites, because this stuff can happen. But on the flip side of that, that's, you know, one news piece of news from Apex and kind of connected to Apex. We started following a story last year, and if you guys maybe remember, we talked a little bit about McClenny Mosling Associates and some of the things that were happening in Louisiana. I've been following it closely over the last, it's been over a year now, that since we first reported on this, but there was a significant development over the last few weeks as far as the MMA situation is concerned. And if you know, MMA is connected to Apex as well. But MMA officially a few weeks ago filed for bankruptcy. Okay. So the reason I bring this up, and I think it's important that we stay informed about this specific situation, is that it's going to affect contractors and it's going to affect laws regarding insurance restoration. A lot of contractors that we do business with, in fact, most contractors in some way, shape, or form, at some point in their business, they end up doing insurance restoration work. So work that's being paid for by insurance companies. Well, when we have a situation like this where a law firm takes advantage of several thousand people, does what they did, what MMA did, it's going to create a precedent within the industry and a cause there to be changes in the law. But to give you a little bit of background on this, MMA, previously known as MMA law firm, now is previously known as McClenny Mosling Associates, is under investigation by the FBI and state police for allegedly committing the largest insurance fraud in Louisiana history. The firm entered the Louisiana market in 2021. They're out of Houston. They capitalized on the destructive storm seasons of 2020 and 2021 and signed up around 15,000 Louisiana homeowners using automated methods and deceptive practices. Alleged fraudulent activities included signing up the storm victims without their knowledge, using computerized signatures, collected over $20 million in insurance payments without distributing these to policyholders, filed lawsuits against the incorrect insurers, and misrepresented their client representations to insurance or to insurers. And so obviously it was a big deal. There was a lot of fines that were levied against them. They've been basically setting this as an example as to why there needs to be serious reform. Louisiana is in a massive insurance crisis as well, like other states like Florida as well, that are dealing with some massive changes, California. And so this is all causing this massive Ripple, and then MMA was kind of the last shoe to drop, and so they just recently filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, as basically a hedge firm sued them trying to get $36 million judgment against them. This filing, this bankruptcy filing, has basically halted all the lawsuits, kind of giving them a chance to breathe. But interestingly enough, according to the bankruptcy declaration, MMA estimates their assets between $100 and $500 million. So I'm not an attorney. I'm not trying to analyze this any way, which way, you know, or the other. But at the same time, I feel like if they've got between $100 and $500 million in assets, it feels like they're trying to basically state that they're going to fight the allegations against them, the fines against them, and potentially get those clients back and actually be able to go through with their the lawsuits against those insurance companies and get made whole and get paid for all this, right? But they owe between $10 and $50 million to cover about 200 creditors. But they said the total debt could exceed $65 million when including unlisted claims. MMA attorneys have been barred from practicing in Louisiana, though they remain active in Texas. The Louisiana Insurance Commissioner imposed a $2 million fine on the firm and its principals. So many victims. The sad part was there were a lot of victims that were left without the potential, the money to actually do the repairs, fix their homes, and that money's still in limbo, and some people don't know where it's at. And so they're working on figuring out where things are, and it's just basically a giant mess in Louisiana for a lot of people that are, you know, a lot of people are affected by this. There's actually an attorney's wife actually was contacted at one point, and they started a class action lawsuit against MMA. So a lot of things going on there, a lot of things happening. And the reason this is important is because this is going to be the kind of things that are going to dictate how legislation is written regarding insurance and the way that things are handled in the future. And so keep an eye on this case. We're going to keep watching it. We're going to keep an eye on Louisiana. We may have some attorneys come on and give some input on this as well to help us get some better ideas to what the implications of this is going to be. But at the end of the day, they're making an example of this. This is something that's going to affect our industry. It's going to affect the way that claims are handled, the way insurance companies operate in regards to claims and what things are going to happen in the future. So if you are a contractor that does insurance restoration work, I encourage you guys to keep an eye on this story, find out what's going on, and kind of go from there. So guys, I really appreciate you guys joining us for another episode of American Contractor Show. We are going to we're trying to keep the conversations going. We've got some great guests coming on the show in the future and some cool things happening. But at the end of the day, it's all about you. It's about helping you build your business better, be informed, do cool things, and ultimately get access to the coolest tools and the greatest information that can help your business become the best that it can be. I love contractors. I love what you guys do. I love the creativity that comes from this industry. And for me, as a fifth generation contractor, thank you for all the work that you guys do and for being such an amazing part of our economy and of the world as we know it. Guys, thank you for watching today. I can't wait to see you guys next week for another episode of American Contractor Show Live. In the meantime, have a great week and build something awesome. See you guys. Thanks for joining us today on the American Contractor Show. Be sure to subscribe, hit that thumbs up, and leave your comments below. We'll see you guys in the next one.